Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You ready, honey? Honey.
Oh my goodness! Now look.
Starting there
again. I think we're running. Welcome back, folks. Okay, who's in charge of this cluster?
You are, Si.
No, I ain't in charge.
You putting me in charge?
Hey, somebody needs to be.
All right.
Yo, I hate technology.
How about this? Welcome back.
Hey, that'll work.
Okay.
You're the MC for today.
Welcome back. Everybody, welcome back to the Duck Call Room. So glad to have y'all. Everybody been having a good week so far?
Right. What has been going on in y'all's world?
Hold on. If you're
going
to run it, here's the ads for today.
That's right,
all right. Well, then here we go. The first thing we're going to talk about is me getting some reading eyeglasses.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no
chance to read that.
No.
Okay. Y'all did hear that I hate technology.
Yeah, I did.
And we've heard
it. I want to go back. You know, I'm old school.
Yeah.
I want to go back to face to face.
I do too, because I got. Let me tell what happened to me this week.
I really thought he was going to say, "I want to go back to Facebook." I want to go back to my Facebook.
Wrong answer.
Si, you too much. Whoa. Well, what you didn't know is, I was doing some work this weekend at my house, and I usually carry my phone with me everywhere I go. But me and Alicia were out in the yard working together, and so
well, I actually got afraid.
Well, here's what you need to know. It's 8:30 at night. Usually I have my phone, but I just left my phone, didn't look at it. My wife was there with me, and we had our phone in case anybody wants to call, they know how to get me.
Yeah.
Well, I go and look at my phone at 8:30 at night. 6 missed calls from Si. 6 missed calls. And so I go, and there's 2 messages. So I'm like, uh-oh, something's up. And so I go, and I'm like, it's Si, Philip. Christine fell. The ambulance is on the way. Call me. I'm listening to the second one. Philip, Si again. And then knock, 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 knock. Alicia said, Si's at the door. I was like, okay, something's happened.
Yeah.
I said, I give up on a telephone.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, hey, no, no. Couldn't get nobody.
You didn't call me?
Well, I mean, I'm putting by my buddy, okay?
Oh, okay.
So, hey, I call. He's not answering. And usually if I call and say, hey, call me. It's right, immediate.
Mm-hmm.
So I started actually getting work. I've been on the phone for about an hour. And I said, they done left the house like at 9 o'clock.
Ambulance is gone.
Yeah, it's gone. So I finally said, well, let me go over there. So I can get the car, go over there. It's a truck, rather. Knock on the door, they take a few minutes. Alicia comes up and says, I said, Philip here? She said, yeah, so. Well, then I said, hey, he said, I just looked at, he said, we've been working, and I just looked at the phone. And I said, well, we need to go down to San Francis Hospital.
So apparently Christine had fallen, right?
Yep.
I mean, what happened? She just fell somewhere along the
way? All I heard was, and I sat there a minute, and I said, that didn't sound good.
If I laugh, I said, I'm in so much.
I'm watching TV. I turned the TV off and said, hey, you okay? And then I hear a real weak, no, I'm not.
That's terrible. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at that.
I love just saying.
No, Si's delivery is what I was getting. He's like, I'm just sitting there.
I can see.
No. He's like, hey.
He described his wife falling as.
And then he didn't move.
No.
And if we laugh,
it was just a silent thud, kind of. Okay.
I didn't even get up.
Yeah.
Turn TV down. You okay?
Well, hey.
Don't laugh. Don't laugh.
That's what happened. Si.
Look, Phil's always said this. He says when cattle and women stampede, that becomes a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, I'm not a crisis person, okay? So when something like that happens...
You're just hoping for the best.
Yeah, I'm hoping for the best. Yeah. You know? I'm hoping to hear, no, I'm all right.
Yeah.
But then I hear, no, I fail. Okay, we got a crisis.
You don't do good at the sight of human blood either.
Oh, no. Oh, like I like to pass out when my daughter, she had stepped on something and it got infected. Mm-hmm. And I had to take her to the emergency room. And when they just lanced it, you know, I'm white as this bongo drum there.
Yeah.
And fixing to just go out. You know, the nurse grabbed me. You okay? I said,
is
nope.
Is Christine okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, she's in the hospital.
I just wanted to make sure.
She's in the hospital, yeah. Okay. And they're, you know, checking everything, you know, quiet, and all this stuff.
Do y'all need anything?
Huh?
Thank you, JD.
No.
No,
let me take the lead on
this
one.
Y'all need for her to get healthier.
Yeah.
So I will say, Si and Christine's fine. She's going to be okay. Everything came back clear. We were in the ER for 5 hours, and Si was, I mean, he was there.
Usually I don't even go.
Oh, no. Yeah. Usually he's like, Philip, okay. He'll take care of something.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, hey, look, you need to go with her. You know, I'm serious. Yeah.
I have a respectful question to ask. Yeah. First off, thank you for your service and everything you do for this country. Did you call 911 or Philip first?
No, I called 911.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to check.
As soon as I went in there, I said, wait, let me call, you know, let me get the people on the way.
911, this is Philip. What's your emergency sign?
No. I mean, I was hyperventilating all this junk.
You were?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I'm telling you, I'm not a crisis person.
So once he told me, let's get in the truck and we're gone. And when we get there, they put her name as some kind of secure, like, celebrity name. You don't even know she's at this hospital.
Dolph Lundgren?
No.
Well, no.
I don't know
that.
Why, but they did.
It's weird. It's weird.
Yeah,
Celine Dion was in St. Francis?
Yeah,
because I couldn't. Hey, a long time ago, something else happened, and you know, I'm trying to find out where she's at, and everybody's getting me to run around.
Y'all ain't in witness protection or something.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
So,
it's kind of like that. It's kind of like that. Because I'm calling all over the place. I said, hey, I think my wife just was admitted. And they said, what's her name? And I said, yo. And they said, no, sir, she's not here.
No, it's still not on the records there.
Yeah.
But
so I had to finally just get in the truck, drive to the hospitals, and say, hey, look, I don't have a clue what the H is going on. But my wife is here, and I'm fixed to cause a ruckus if I don't get to see her.
Another, just quick.
Just take that before I knock you out.
I love you. Was this before or after you went and checked on Philip?
No, this was a different time.
A different time.
Okay.
But I want everybody.
We've had a lot of crisis in my life, but okay.
I want everybody.
Boy, but I know. Here's what I'll tell you. That man was in a tailspin. His wife has fallen and can't get up.
No.
And Philip ain't answering.
No.
His world was legitimately crumbling around him. For about two hours.
The earth is spinning. How fast is the earth spinning?
It's way faster than
I was fixing it. It doubled.
Yeah.
Okay. Because panic is fixing to take over.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I can't call my friend. Okay. And my wife is on the floor, and I'm not sure, you know, what's going on there.
But I do want everybody to know that Miss Christine is going to be fine.
She's doing good. That's important.
She's doing fine because I've talked to her.
She called Martin, too. She knows how to get in touch.
She said, well, you know I'm in the hospital. I said, no, ma'am.
I did not know that.
I haven't seen your husband yet. So.
and they're just making sure and running some tests, but she's going to be fine. But I will say, Si hung in there. He did good. I ended up taking him home about 3 in the morning. Went back, spent the night with Miss Christine, and she did get a temporary room later that morning, about 9 or 10.
You stayed at the hospital the whole night?
Yeah. Well, I got some relief next
day.
You're
the best.
At 5 o'clock, Miss Liz came, and she tapped me out. And Si had a poker game at the house, and I wanted to go play, but I kept falling asleep. I was like, I'm not going to be able to go play poker. So I went home, and look, I just woke up about 30 minutes before I walked in here.
I ain't gonna say what I'm thinking.
Are you thinking?
Yeah,
about
I am.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah, go ahead,
say it. You say it because I'm thinking that I'll get in trouble.
Hey.
So your wife in the hospital, but you ain't cancel your poker game?
Yeah, I ain't gonna cancel my poker game. I'm gonna be there all alone. Why should I be alone? I wish I had them on the tree.
There's one right there. Look underneath it. You might find something in the pocket.
Look, hey, you might as well, if you wish, wish big. Hey.
You know what I wish
I had? Would you like to have a tree, though, really? Just walk out in your backyard and, hey, you name the denominations. You know?
Well, that's what we got right there from fastgrowingtrees.com. So there you that go. Is, in that's fact, right. A money tree.
What's a money tree?
That you can order from fastgrowingtrees.com. And everybody's heard the saying, good fences make good neighbors. Well, look. Lush strategically placed trees with fastgrowingtrees.com can help you get instant privacy. So your fence ain't got to be out of processed wood. It can be out of real wood. Yeah. Should you so choose. My persimmon trees are doing great that I planted with the boys. Johnny D, what you still got growing?
The native.
Nanners.
Everything.
Nanners, limes, all the things.
I had a lime tree. Have some banana trees. I have a maple tree. I buy things from fast growing trees. If I see somewhere, I'm like, you know what? I want a tree, but I want it soon. Life's too short to watch a tree grow.
Yeah.
Get a fast-growing tree from fastgrowingtrees.com.
And not to mention, like, take it from the guy who just had his front re-landscaped. That stuff is expensive, but I had it because we got the boys, and I ain't got time to do it myself. But now that they're older, they were getting to the point where they're close to being able to help. And if not even help, they can actually just play in the dirt now, and it'll be fine. So I won't have to pay for that again, because you can save, like, 90% over what you'd pay a landscaper for install, trees, bushes, all the things. Not to mention, they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they've got it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Look, if you're wondering, you've always wanted this.
And
you're like, will that grow here? FastGrowingTrees.com tell you.
I told Stone to get with them.
About what? What you
about
trying to
trees,
grow?
Because I wanted to plant more fruit trees down there on Phil's property.
Yeah, there you go.
For their deer and for the coons and the possums and all the stuff that eat fruit.
And you know what? They'll tell you based off your soil type, your temperature, your climate, all the things. They've got it all figured out for you. They can tell you what'll work. And guess what? It will work. The persimmons have done swimmingly in my yard. So there were no persimmon trees there before, but there are.
One thing he's got on his property, a lot of persimmons.
Yep. So look, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code DUCK at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code DUCK at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code
DUCK.
Offer is valid for a limited time.
Pardon me, thank you.
Did I tell you what I got Carter for his 10th birthday?
Nope.
A suit.
A what?
A suit.
A suit?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? How old is your son?
He's 10. He wanted a
suit. Oh, good grief. He wanted one?
Do you want to watch the video?
Yeah.
Look, so he's getting the suit. He doesn't know what it is. And then he realizes.
Pajamas?
A tie.
A tie.
Tie.
Okay. Okay. It's a president suit, baby.
Yeah.
He is ready to. He went to church dressed as.
Ladies and gentlemen,
like this.
Please welcome the 53rd president of the United States of America. Carter Owen.
Watch him.
Yeah!
He came in and gave a whole speech, man. Knocked them all out.
What did he say? He said, I'm going to give it 10 seconds or something.
He said, hold your applause, please. Oh, actually, give it 10 seconds of applause. He was running the room. But we took a break last week from filming, but we had a big one. It was spring break and Carter's birthday, and he is now fully on board with writing speeches to be the president.
Him and Connors would get along great.
Oh, yeah.
He's now 10 and 0 twelfths. Does he just say 10?
He just says 10.
Oh, okay.
He takes off the fraction, but about a couple weeks out.
A couple weeks out, we're going to be at 10 and 1/12.
1/12.
Tell him he looks real sharp in his suit.
I will let him know. Yeah, and then we had ear surgery on Tuesday.
How'd that go?
You should read the instructions.
On what?
On just like aftercare.
Oh, wait, who got ear surgery?
Carter.
Okay.
It's the second one. So we're like, oh, we're pros at this. I was not a pro. Gave him a little bit of the wrong pain meds, and he started puking all over the car.
Mm.
But he's solid now. He's at school.
Oh, wow.
Kid's tough, man.
He is. Oh, he's tougher than I ever thought about being. So
because he was puking the whole day. He had ear surgery, and then I got home. I woke up the next morning, and he was playing Legos. He goes, Dad, time to cut this thing off my head. And I was like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
So he's solid.
He's Ooh. Over it.
And he's wearing suits to church, which is weird, because where do you get that from? Have you ever worn a suit?
I hate suits.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Yeah, who's got time for that?
Yeah, I ain't got time for that. That's why I
I've had to make time to put one on another person, because it's complicated.
Yeah, because he's got the three-piece deal, right?
Oh, he got a vest.
Oh, he's got a vest.
Got a little American flag pin.
I like
that. You need to get him with Al.
Get him with Al.
Yeah, put him with Al.
No, his vest ain't big enough.
No, I can see it. That would be a good, double team here.
Well, Al's vest is like camouflage, though. Carter's wearing it because it's tight. Al's wearing it.
It's tight too.
But, a different kind of tight.
Different kind of tight.
It's like tight. Like Carter ain't gonna hit you with a button, you know.
Or Al being around Al's dangerous.
Yeah,
it could pop any minute.
Did you see the Facebook comment I sent y'all the other day? Because I put up on the sign that the honey hole is like 10 gallons of bait in a 5 gallon bucket.
Oh, I did.
And some random fan said that sounds like Al trying on last year's vest.
Yeah. Yeah, we done got everybody on board with it.
10 gallons of paint, a 5 gallon paint.
Yeah.
No, Christine hadn't seen him in a long time, and Al come over the house for something. And she said, Al, good grief, son, you put on a little weight.
She said, you're getting fat. Because Al was like,
he said,
thanks, Aunt
Chris. It's good seeing you again, too, Christine.
We all go through our ebbs and flows of weight.
Oh, yeah, ain't none of us. Ain't none of us. The only thing consistent about all of us is the fluctuation.
Fluctuation.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's been around the river all your life.
Yeah. It's
flood state, boys.
Yeah.
Flood state.
That's why you put that vest on.
Oh,
hold in the waters.
Mercy. Side, so, y'all, actually, I know you's gone. You had a big week last week, y'all. I had a bold prediction that y'all would kill 100 or less geese because you were talking all that smack about 300. Which one of us wins?
Oh, you did. But the coolest thing about that whole thing was, okay, is they put out about, probably 3,000 decoys.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're laying down, okay, and you literally get in a white pillowcase. Okay, and it's got a see-through screen because you're laying and you put it all the way over you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're watching. Look, we got like 5,000 geese. Here they come. Okay,
who's with you, Stone?
Stone, and it's 18 of us.
Oh, good grief!
In a line.
That's like claymores.
No, look, and we've all got guns.
This is your dream.
No, this is it's the greatest thing ever. Okay, I'm saying we've all got guns and they've got magazine tubes on them.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so I've got a 20 gauge that holds 11 rounds.
This sounds like
you ran that sucker dry every time.
Oh, did I ever? Because every time they would get over us. But look, the coolest thing was we didn't shoot the 5,000, but they're circling us, okay, and they're fixing to, there's like 2,000 snows coming down, and we're fixing to just maul them. Well, hey, 2,000 specklebellies get under them and make them go up. So we just watched all this, and then they flew away.
And you're in a white sleeping bag? That's the most amazing thing I've ever heard.
With a recliner. Laying down in the recliner in a white sack.
The best thing that come out of that whole trip for me was the Instagram reel Jared made on Duck Commander.
Is that where he was sleeping? That's the only thing I saw was him sleeping.
When I said he practicing for eternity?
Yeah.
My man laying there with his arms crossed like this, got his gun laid across his lap and his oxygen on.
That's it.
And just dead asleep out there in the middle of the field. I'm talking about
living the
mouth open sleep.
What are them little things that you used to as a kid? You turned them and they had all kind of different beautiful colors.
Kaleidoscope.
Okay. The kaleidoscope. Look, that's what I felt like when all them geese was on top of me. It wasn't another soul in 1,000 miles of me.
Yeah.
When I was watching that.
You done got
it
all.
It was just me and the geese. It was the coolest thing ever.
Never mind.
It really was. It was
awesome. Right there with you.
It really was. It was just spectacular.
That sounds fun.
Well, there you go.
Oh, hey, look.
The 11 shells sound
No, no.
Oh, yeah.
Look,
that's a lot of shooting.
Yeah, yeah. Expensive. Like when they come in.
He didn't pay for it.
Okay, and the guy says, shoot them, you know. And it's just, you know, they're right above you.
11 like 60, times.
60 yards. So it's just boop, 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 boop. And look, they're flying away, and they're still falling a half a mile away.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
Did you get out of breath shooting?
Oh,
like
yeah.
11
That's
times?
Why I had the oxygen on. Because, hey, the young Stone said, what's the matter? I said, hey, load this thing again. This stupid thing's empty, boy. He said, what? You empty? I said, yeah, I emptied it. I said, hey.
You're not, yeah, you're going to empty it.
I'm not, hey, I shot it till it quit shooting.
A lot of people say we should go back to the good old days, but you had oxygen in a field taking a nap and being 11 rounds.
With with a servant helping him.
Yeah. Praise God for America and technology.
Oh, no. If you've never done that before, you need to do it, okay, because it is a hoot.
The difference is
the only reason Si is saying you need to do it because he didn't have to pick up decoys.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, so
I've done it. You don't need to do
well,
it.
Well,
I have also done it.
Hey, forget about the little bit of work involved, okay?
Yeah, you
ain't
forget about it.
Ain't nothing about 3,000 decoys, a little bit of work.
It's the same.
Well, no, they ain't that bad because these are like
he didn't do it.
It's like socks in the wind. Okay, they're
that's
yeah, they're not all on stakes.
Yeah, they ain't no big, yeah, big, no big heavy decoys.
Nah, no big deal.
They had a few of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Most of it was the socks.
Si would know.
Yeah.
He's out there working hard.
But I'm just saying.
Making content.
Hey,
thank you, sir.
Ask him how many doves he picked up during dove season.
Not one, because he don't have to.
That's right.
Hey. 1 Peter 5, respect your elders, Phil.
Right.
Everyone needs to learn that.
I was telling Si, because when I went with Mountain Man, and we put out 500 decoys.
And then Mountain Man stomped the speaker. Loudspeaker in the mud.
He stomped the speaker in the mud. It was pitch black. Here they come over. We got nothing to turn on. The guy's like, hey, what happened to my speaker? Mountain Man said, well, thought I had a snake wrapped around me this morning, and I had a fight with a snake. He said, that was my speaker. And so we didn't have no action. Nothing got close to us, and I mean, we didn't shoot.
Can we take a second to show respect for that Mountain Man impression I just heard?
Hold on.
That was
that's the first
second
question.
To none.
No, no, that was the first question ever asked when they come up. Is Mountain Man really talk like that?
Yeah.
I said, hey, that ain't a put on.
But I mean, that was spot on.
Yeah.
I've got a bigger question.
Thank you, Johnny D.
How did you end up on a hunt with Mountain Man
and a speaker? Well, a lot of questions.
We also did the same type hunting that Si did, except we had to put out all the decoys and, you know,
that's
why
I'm
ground,
saying. How did you end up there?
I don't know.
You've been banished from them Robertson, so now you hunting with old Mountain Dog?
That's what
we down to?
Hey.
Phil, you know you can call me. I'll take you duck hunting.
I know that. No.
It won't be with the Robertsons.
I won't be with the No.
It's okay.
He owed me one because I set him up on a blind date.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know
but
if
But that woman liver punched him.
No, not that one.
Yeah, she liked to drown.
No, this is a different one.
Yeah, she liked to drown.
That's true. Si knows the story. She went out in the boat with him.
He reached to grab her and save her, and hey, when she grabbed her hair, she had a wig on, so she likes to drown.
It came off.
Come off.
He pulled her in the boat, wig in one hand, her in the other. She almost drowned. Yeah. She left. He hadn't talked to her since. He called me up.
Well, you got me with that one. She didn't even have hair on her head.
I said, Mountain Man, you don't hold that against somebody. He was like, we're done. I'm not letting you set me up with anybody else.
He grabbed her by the hair to pull her back in.
Yeah, why'd he grab her?
Because she was going underwater.
Well, I understand that, but why you grab her by the hair to
head? He reached,
that's like Neanderthal.
He reached
stuff.
Over.
All he could reach.
That's all he could reach.
It is Mountain Dog.
Anyway,
all I'm seeing is old caveman cartoons, like with them dragging a woman by the hair.
Hey, know? Mountain Caveman.
Yeah.
So you asked me.
Ain't run them today.
Me and Mountain Man are buddies. We do stuff together from time to time.
Well,
so.
Well, I consider.
Hey, that was good, Johnny D.
I've tried.
Do it. Johnny,
it's
do
not
it, Johnny.
As good as yours.
He actually moved back home to Tennessee.
Tennessee, yeah.
Well, I heard he's moving back here now.
Oh, I hope so. Uh-oh. I miss him.
Let's call him.
I like running into Mountain Dog at the grocery store.
Well,
let's take a break.
Before we call him, let's take a break. We'll be back.
Elevate your morning, Mark.
Yeah, I know it.
With Tommy John's.
I love. I'm just going to say it. I love Tommy John's and I love their ad writers so much. I generally just read them word for word, and I'm going to do the same because this one makes me giggle. Elevate every morning with Tommy John's second skin underwear. What you put in your pants can make or break your day. And the luxurious support of second skin guarantees everything will go smooth.
That's right.
Smooth as eggs.
You know what's better than one set of skin?
What? Two.
A second set of skin, second skin underwear from Tommy John. Because when you wear Tommy John, you're much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. Why do you think Si was able to nap on a snow goose hunt?
Why?
He had them Tommy Johns on. If he had on regular drawers, he wouldn't have been able to get comfortable.
Never made it.
One word.
TJ's.
Look, Tommy John's stylish and soft second skin underwear has dozens of comfort innovations, like a supportive contour pouch. There you go. Look. Call yourself a kangaroo, and breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands, with over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews. Guys everywhere love their Tommy Johns.
Hey, we don't have fans.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
What do we have?
We are totally fanatic about Tommy John underwear.
That's right. Amen.
There you go.
Because look, most of the time I forget I got them on.
And even our look,
I'm serious.
Our fans have even went so far to drop it in the comments. They're the most comfortable boxer briefs ever. There's no downside. Buy one pair, and you'll never want to wear any other underwear again. There's another one said, I've been trying different brands of trunks for the past few months while wearing a similar product for the past 3 years. Second skin is the most comfortable I've ever worn, hands down.
Hands down.
Plus, your most valuable assets are always covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free. Guarantee.
Wow.
How many pair do you have?
Hey, I only got Tommy John's in my.
Well, no, I bet he's got about 30 pair of them now.
I got a bunch
of them. If I had to guess. And that's why you should get them too. Look, if that old man's wearing them and ain't wearing them out, look, I've seen what comes out of him. They survive in him. They survive anybody. You should get them too.
This is true.
And look, he's 75 and still come up here spry as a chicken, man.
Yep.
Don't you want to feel like that?
Second
Tommy John can help you feel like that. Look, Si loves them, and so will you when you get your Tommy Johns for silky, soft comfort with sophisticated style. Check out Tommy John's luxurious second skin limited edition colors now at TommyJohn.com/duck. They're going fast, so hurry to TommyJohn.com/duck
and order today. I was watching an outdoor channel.
Yeah.
And they were hunting buffalo. African buffalo.
Okay.
There's about three different types of them. This one was a red one.
Okay.
That's the one that killed Mufasa.
Oh, no. Hey, they shot this thing. Look, he looked like he was way over there, shot it. The next thing you know is, hey, he's on top of a guy just pushing him on the ground.
But a buffalo is?
Oh, yeah.
Good for the buffalo.
Yeah.
That really is the one that killed Mufasa.
Oh, no. So, hey, they're running around there shooting him again. And look, this thing come out of nowhere. You know, and then when it showed the guy that he just pushed around, he had one little speck of blood on his arm, but his whole pants, shirt, everything was ripped.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good Animals grief. Are mean.
That's why I stick to
that. Oh, no. Hey, I don't ever hunt nothing that will hunt you back.
I don't ever mess with a bull.
That's right. Oh, you get horns. Hey, there you go. Hey,
imagine.
I was wild.
I probably got an unpopular opinion, so I'm gonna.
No. I want to know.
No, that's a good one.
Tell us.
Are we gonna go down that route
of what?
Hey,
shooting zoo creatures.
Shooting what?
Oh,
zoo
yeah,
creatures.
Yeah.
No, these are not in the zoo.
No, but like
I know,
but in the wilds of Africa.
I don't like that though. No zebras and.
Although that deer in Monroe, I would like to shoot him. He is huge.
Well, yeah, he just said let's
at the Monroe Zoo. That's a deer.
Zoos are bringing different parts of the world to you. So see, that's a lot of the problem. Right. Like us as duck hunters, don't catch a lot of hate because people don't like ducks because they crap on everything.
Yeah.
But then boys that go and shoot bears and stuff like that, they get a lot of hate because everybody had a teddy bear growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Or they got a deer in their neighborhood.
Or giraffe, stuffed giraffe.
But see, that's the good thing about ducks. They just crap on everything.
Yeah.
So, like, everybody's like, no, y'all kill them.
Whack them and stack them.
Yeah, they don't care about that.
But I've just never understood the joy of shooting a giraffe.
A giraffe, I wouldn't. He don't seem like something I'd hunt.
But as long as it's legal.
Now, if I was hungry enough, I'd hunt him.
And I get, oh boy, they got drugged by the wildebeest, probably paid a lot of money, and they're going to use that money to, for the game preserve.
And they're probably going to use that money to rewrite their waiver, too.
Yeah.
That you sign when you get there.
Because I wouldn't want to get in a fight with a giraffe.
Well, I'll fix that.
But hey, the thing about hunting over there is if it weren't for hunters over there, them folks would be poor as a snake.
Like, yeah. I mean, no, I know that.
The people that show up there are the ones that pump money into that economy. Therefore, then they get to hire wildlife officers to protect them from the local poachers who kill them for ivory.
And local poachers, worse. Have you seen them dudes that just got sit by the rhinos all day?
Yeah.
They literally got people just patrolling like the last two rhinos.
Yeah. And that, but it's you know how they get paid for?
From the hunter.
The hunter.
Yeah.
So it is a good thing. It's just not for, I would just take a camera.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I feel. It wouldn't be me.
There are some things that in this world that are hunted that have never, I have no desire to ever hunt a bear.
You know what I want to hunt?
I have no need for a bearskin rug. I know people eat it and say it's great. I just don't, it ain't for me.
Bears strong.
Yeah, it ain't for
real
me.
Real strong.
So, but if that's what you enjoy, I got a buddy who's become like obsessed with all the sheep of the world.
I don't get
you know that. What don't make me mad at all?
A sheep.
Counting sheep.
Like, there you go. Counting them, doing it. They're
an amazing creature.
But sheep. I'd love to go hunt ducks all over the world. I mean, but I like birds. That's just who
You're
I am.
You're a bird man, yeah. Not a sheep man.
No.
Sheep or something else. They're beautiful, you know, really are.
Oh, yeah, he's got a full-blown collection of them now. But he loves them, and they eat them.
What gets me is that they are on mountaintops.
Different strokes for different folks. That's what makes this world grand.
Yeah, that is
true. That is crazy.
That's a great show, too.
What's that?
Different strokes.
Oh, there you go.
You know what animal I could do without?
What?
This is going to be super unpopular.
Mosquito?
Nope. Oh. He's fine. The sea turtle.
You could do without?
Yeah, because the paper straw is the worst invention since time began. And if we have to trade the sea turtles for paper straws, I'm choosing just regular straws.
Wait a minute. Hey.
Why don't we just get rid of straws?
Yeah, let's get rid of straws.
You don't have one over my head. What has a paper straw got to do with a sea turtle?
Oh, you go to a restaurant, and they're like, sea turtles, here's your paper straw, because we don't do plastic, because, you know.
And a plastic container. Sea turtles. Here's your paper straw. Here, take the plastic.
And then your straw melts.
You've had a paper straw in the airport, and it stuck to your lips, and you were like, what is this? You remember that?
That was because of sea turtles.
No, it wasn't because of sea turtles.
That's what they say.
John David. That's a bald-faced lie.
Bald-faced lie.
You can buy a metal straw to take with you to restaurants and just have your own straw.
What in the name of 2024 are you having to take my own straw? I just give me a straw.
You don't have to deal with paper straws.
I help Hunter out. Grow up and drink it without a straw.
Oh my goodness!
I
like a plastic straw too.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Martin.
Hey.
And I like sea turtles too.
Grow up and drink. Drink it like a man.
I don't use straw.
Without a straw.
You don't use a straw ever?
No.
I do.
What about?
I do every once in a while, but I mean, it's just a waste of time.
Ever is a strong word. If I get something to eat from a drive-thru and I'm driving and eating, obviously.
Imagine if they gave you a paper straw.
But I have been soft drink free for 2 months now. Ooh. So I just
How's
get bottled.
Working out?
I could drink a whole case of Dr. Pepper.
I've done that
before.
But
got drunk.
Yeah. I did in college.
I mean, I could sit here and drink Dr. Pepper's like rednecks drink beer, but I haven't had one in 2 months, and I'm gonna see how long I can keep going.
I've drunk a case before of Coke.
Got tipsy.
I'm serious.
Oh yeah, the Mountain Dew and all that stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't need to do that.
And I just 100% believe that story and will not question it whatsoever.
Well, that is true.
That's because you
that's
respect
the deal. Well, I was
learn.
Drunk on sugar.
John David, hold on a second. Go ahead, Si.
I was drunk on sugar.
Oh, yeah, you had a sugar high.
Oh, no, did I have a buzz?
You had a stomach ache.
Oh, yeah.
You had the runs, not a buzz.
I had a headache.
And you've never had a kidney stone or...
Don't feel ass. I don't want to have one. And look, I
don't want you to
have
one.
Hey, here's the thing. And the doc told me that, hey, tea is why I don't have one.
Well, then why did Phil get one?
I don't know.
That's all he drinks.
But he don't drink enough like I do.
I drink more. More tea, less water.
Got to see more flops, Martin.
I drink two of these during when I'm awake.
Which is why I beg the question. You've never had a kidney stone or anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's mind-boggling.
It's crazy.
Oh, that stuff's got a lot of good stuff in it.
Oh, I don't know.
Antioxidants?
I 100% agree with that. Yeah. Just the amount of fluid you drink and the stuff that pumps through your body, it just amazes me that you haven't had any plumbing issues.
Without
whatsoever.
A straw, mind you.
Without a straw.
Do the plastic straws only hate sea turtles? What about dolphins? I've got a lot of questions. Sorry.
Well, now, hey, you ought to blame that on the beer people.
For what?
The beer people.
Who drinks beer out of a straw?
If you're drinking beer out of a straw,
you got the carrier, plastic carrying thing for cans of beer.
That's true, though.
A six pack. And I know for a fact, it shows a lot of them on these wildlife shows.
Mm-hmm.
They're cutting, them.
They put
six pack plastic things off of all kinds of fish.
It's basically Duck Dynasty. They shoved a turtle inside of a six pack of and said, "Send us money."
Just like that Dawn Dish Show commercial where they dumped the oil on the poor duck.
Hey.
There ain't been an oil spill and like, and y'all certainly weren't there with commercial.
And, most ducks got enough sense not to swim through oil.
So, that duck was covered with molasses.
Yeah. Hey, dunk him. Sorry for breaking the fourth wall for a bunch of
years. Yeah, I was going to say the fourth wall's gone. Sorry.
Hey, wait. I don't like you. You're the villain. Anyways.
Yeah. Boy, you've had a turnaround in character.
Villain, the villain.
Yeah. Hey, look, we ain't asked you to not wear sleeves not one time in here.
Shouldn't you be riding a porta potty somewhere?
Hey, don't be putting them fake tattoos on either.
It's okay. You can still wear your Crocs on.
Hey, wear your Crocs. Watch out for them bumblebees.
He's throwing stuff. He's throwing socks.
These are Santa socks.
These are nice.
Hey, they are.
Let's take our last while we get.
Y'all done got him on the whole hoist.
Now that really is Phil, though, drinking free stuff in the corner. That's the only thing. You know what Phil missed about Duck Dynasty? Craft services.
Hashtag lunch.
Yep. We'll be back.
Did you take your MyPillow out to that field that you took a nap in and shot geese?
No, I could have used it, though.
He'd still be there.
He'd still be there.
Never left. Enough would have been out.
And if he could have got him a white robe, he could have had the MyPillow Snow Goose robe.
Ooh, cookie.
Hey, look, maybe we should tell Mike. Look, we're great Americans, just like Michael and Dale.
Innovators, right. Really.
Yeah,
a MyPillow goose hunting robe.
Ooh.
There you go.
Limited edition.
And you sleep in a field. Some of the best sleep that I've ever gotten is outdoors. Mike, are you listening? We got you, big dog.
But if you're not outdoors, he's perfected the great indoors.
That's true, because Mike has a passion to help you create the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets, which you can get now. They're the best sheets you will ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. And for a limited time, you will get a queen size set for $59.98. King size for just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. And that's just him and his employees passing along the deal, because big box stores keep trying to cancel them, and they just want to thank their supporters for all their support. Look, Brittany got a birthday coming up. You know what?
Uh-oh. There they are. It is.
I'm replacing old ones.
That's right.
Oh, well, here you
I
go.
Got our brand new pair of her slippers. I mean, they're my slippers, but they're really hers. So I don't want her to think they're my slippers. And if you get confused, you go walking outside, you leave my slipper wherever you go. It's right there on the bottom of the shoe.
That's advertising.
Look, if I can get away with this for a birthday present, you know they're good.
Hey, since time began, human beings have been trying to make the indoors better, and Mike Lindell's done more for that mission than anybody.
Oh, yep.
There you go. Whether it's bed sheets, slippers, robes, doesn't pet beds, you name it, they got it, and they're all fantastic.
And at a special good price.
I don't think there's a room in my house you can enter that doesn't have MyPillow products in it.
That's true.
That's a true statement.
We really use it. We really like it.
There you go. Look, and if you want to take advantage of it, you can. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com/duck and enter promo code
duck
or call 800-969-3137. You'll get the famous Giza Dream Sheets queen size for $59.98 and king size for just $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com/
Duck.
And enter promo code
Duck.
Or call 800-969-3137.
And do not wait. Do it right now.
Yesterday, I was coming home.
Where did you go, by the way?
I was in Birmingham all weekend.
He was at the Red Crest.
I was at Red Crest, Major League Fishing's championship of the year. My good buddy DC, who's actually been on this podcast, Dustin Connell, won $300,000 yesterday.
He was the winner.
Oh,
he's
Martin's
world.
Friends just keep winning.
I'll hang out with losers.
Oh, good.
See, I was wondering if you'd catch that, Phil.
I caught it.
I didn't know.
That was a comment.
I didn't know which direction it was going.
That was a compliment.
First,
he's like old Yogi Bear.
You got to let Martin ridicule you, and then he'll build you back up. See?
Oh, I don't ridicule many. But coming back, I've been around a boat trailers, all the things my whole life.
Oh, you hit your shin.
No, yesterday I had something happen to me that has never happened to me. I'm just driving down the interstate, cruising right along, and I feel a jerk on my truck because I took my boat to follow them on the water. And I look out my side mirror.
Oh, no.
And I'm seeing Express Boats logo closer to me than it should be.
Oh, no.
For some reason, my trailer just started fishtailing out of the blue. Whoa. Everybody here knows me. I ain't a speed demon. Uh-uh. I ain't pulling it too fast. It was raining. The only thing I can figure is like either my truck tire spun or it wanted to hydroplane. Because like to my knowledge, what I was taught by my father, who was pretty experienced in pulling trailers all over the country because he was a pipeliner and welder. He traveled pulling travel trailers and stuff, living in them. He's like, that's just, that really happens mostly when your truck and your trailer are going two different speeds. Like where there gets to be a little slack or something goofy happen.
Huh.
Well, guess who don't know what to do in that situation? Your boy, because it ain't ever happened to him.
Mm. What did you do?
I just took my foot off the gas and held onto the steering wheel. I didn't try to chase it. I didn't try to correct it. I didn't do nothing. I just held straight.
Hold the line.
And took my foot off the gas. I didn't dare touch that brake because Clint Boyer told me that time, don't ever hit the brake.
Ever.
Yeah. He said, if anything, the gas is your friend. Well, I was too scared to gas it to try to straighten up.
Good grief.
The trailer. But I just held on to it. And it, you know, for about 15, 20 seconds, good Lord, looking out because there wasn't nobody on the interstate around me.
15 if somebody, seconds?
I mean, it was probably that long by the time I got back, by the time it got all the sway out of it.
Good thing you know TommyJohn.com/duck.
Hold on.
What are you talking about, buddy? There was no exit available to happen.
Hold on.
I'd have thrown up. That end was so tight, there wasn't nothing going to get out of there, buddy.
Justin, hold on. Is the boat just on the chains, or is it
No, it's still attached
up?
To my truck.
It's okay. Just fishtailing.
It's just fishtailing. Gotcha. It's just road walking, whatever you want to call it,
just
back
like
there
this.
Behind me. Look. I hauled it over there, no problem. I hauled it back home. It was a 20-second isolated incident on the interstate in Mississippi.
Well, those roads aren't great.
They're not great, but, like, it wasn't a terrible part of it. Outside Meridian, Meridian and Jackson.
What about water? Did water get in it? Was it weighted in the back?
Well,
I
got the plug out. Like, it shouldn't be able to collect water with a plug out.
Oh, I've been behind somebody towing a boat.
Yeah.
And it started doing that. And with that, you did the right thing because, hey, that guy I was following, it just kept doing it till it finally just went sideways. And
oh, buddy, I was actually climbing a hill right there outside of Meridian coming towards Jackson. And I'm looking and I'm like, well, that's a long way down right there.
Yeah.
'Cause, you know, I'm actually climbing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm just sitting there holding it, man. And no gas, no nothing. I'm just holding on to it.
That's
like,
when you start hitting them prayers in your head. You know, Lord, help me, be with me, help me.
I was just looking out each mirror trying to figure out which way is this thing going to go. Boy, this is going to hurt. Because I was just waiting for it to, like, snap me around. Because there ain't nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
You did the right thing by taking your foot off the gas.
Because
I watched that guy, Hills, was doing that, fishtailing. And it finally just, hey. It got just sideways.
But if there'd have been anybody beside me, like I'd have clipped the boat, would have clipped them and everything. And I don't, for life, like I said, I've been doing this. I'm 38. Yeah, going to be 39.
That's on you, man.
I've hauled stuff everywhere.
Remind me to ask Stone about that whenever, because he pulled a boat a lot.
So what? Yeah. What?
And
what
my
happened?
Trailer is a tandem axle trailer. So, like, I mean, I spent money on the trailer because I knew I'd be hauling this boat around.
Did you end up slowing down, pulling over, and assessing the
situation? Once it got under control, I pulled over, got off. At the next exit.
Went to the bathroom.
No, just
no, he already did that.
Took a breath.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, I must have had a tire blowout or something. So I'm thinking I'm about to be changing a tire in the rain, you know, like what, no big deal.
Oh.
But like, well, a boat tire ain't before lugs. I mean, ain't nothing to it. But
sir, there's nothing worse than changing a boat trailer tire.
No,
the
I got that.
Road.
No, buddy, I got that thing that you pulled a trailer up onto. You get the one wheel up, the other one's hanging there. You ain't got to use a jack or nothing. You just put that other one right in front of your wheel, pull it up. Your other tire's free because I got two of them. Nothing to it. I've done it. been there, done that.
More of a man than me.
I carry it with me every time I pull a trailer, so I ain't got to worry about that mess.
That little horseshoe thing?
Uh-huh.
Well, how do you know it's like not going to happen again?
So you know me being the nerd I am.
He broke it down.
No.
Break it down.
I tried to make it happen again.
Oh, no.
Now you're just a psycho.
Well, no, because my biggest philosophy in life
is
sometimes it ain't knowing what to do. It's knowing what not to do. I was trying to figure out what I don't ever need to do again to make sure that that doesn't happen again. Now, I did it on stretches of road where I look, there's nobody for a mile in front of me, a mile behind me, and a lot flatter ground, mind you, because I didn't, that thing was pretty sharp over on that side. Like, it's like, so worst case here, I probably just, you know, get out there in the grass. I got four-wheel drive. I get out of that. No problem. So
you waited until you got to Louisiana.
I did do it in Louisiana. Yeah. And then I would even speed up, like trying to find out if there was like a critical speed. It never happened again. I don't know what.
Was it the angle of the truck going up?
I mean, I was just going up. I mean, I climbed those same hills going to
water.
It's got to be something to do with the water.
How about this?
But it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like a stupid rain. It was just rain.
Water.
What if you would have hit a rock with your trailer and it may have started it, okay, and it continued?
It could have. I mean, when I tell you I was just cruising in the right lane like I do, I was just chilling, just cruising in the right lane, listening to fishing.
I mean, I'd be scared that it's going to happen just any time I pull a boat now.
Well,
you know, I'm already scared.
Luckily, I had 3 more hours to get over that fear because, you know, it happened about the midpoint of that drive.
Mm. People that pull trailers that are good at it are impressive.
Well, but hey, look, and we got a lot of fans that listen to this thing. I know some of them are truckers that haul even bigger trailers. So if y'all got any suggestions, y'all drop that below just so I know what not to do next. The other thing I thought was like, oh, crap, my strap failed or something and my boat slid back. Because that's the other thing that caused fishtailing if you've got it weighted improperly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, if it ain't
on the trailer properly.
Yeah, but nothing failed. It's centered up, like all the things, all the boxes checked. So I don't know what, you know.
That's interesting.
Well, no stone. He's actually pulled out.
Unless it was just a good Lord saying, hey, buddy, pay attention. I mean,
because Ben Stone won that and he pulled out.
Yeah.
And then he backed right back down in, backed it off.
Yeah.
And put it back up and check it again.
Yeah.
It rides different.
Luckily on this one, this boat trailer and this boat can pretty much only go on this trailer one way.
Yeah.
I mean, any other way and you're not.
Yeah, it ain't
you're so far off, you're not even close. Yeah. It's not like the old trailers where you could put this trailer was built for this boat. Yeah. So it's a weird deal.
Also, I think contact the manufacturer.
I talked to him for an hour this morning.
Okay,
they're going through trouble. Well, I mean, because I work with Express boats, So I called them yesterday right after it happened to see what's the deal?
Is this common?
Is this something I need to worry about? Because I mean, I paid when I bought this boat. I told them. I said I want the best trailer y'all make. Because I'm gonna be hauling it. Don't cheap on the trailer.
He's a traveler.
Yeah. So, but you know, and I checked all the air pressures and everything before I left. Then I checked them again when I got home. Everything was good on tires.
One more question, per my assessment, the same truck or was this a different truck that you've been pulling it with?
No, same truck. I haul it with the F-150.
Question: what lake was it fishing?
Lay Lake.
I don't know where that's at. It's in Alabama?
It's on the Coosa River. It's just south of Birmingham, about 30 minutes to an hour south of Birmingham.
And if you've got you a Rapala Crush City freeloader, you can win all sorts of money.
Or Mooch Minnow. That's the one that won it.
Well, you're not selling those yet, man. Come on.
No, but whatever your order is for the fall, double it.
Double it.
Because that thing catches.
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hearing it crunching?
Ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com and it's delicious.
I'm on almonds.
He eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin, with the Snack Kings.
What you got?
By nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, This has got to be like everybody's least favorite act, because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
Well, hey, give us snacks.
I can't help
it. We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Goblin just filled the label off of that bag of trail mix. Uh-huh. Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why? That's because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
If it was
good.
A bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at Nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody. As is proof here, everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be. That's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, junk organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We on a 5-second warning now. And at Nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango.
Almonds.
I'm on this health kit.
Bourbon pecan.
They got some good pizza flour, too. I need to order some of that because I'm out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but.
No. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. What
did everybody do? Get Monster Day?
Or chocolate-covered gummy bears, if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at Nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at Nuts.com/Nuts. So go check out all the delicious options at Nuts.com/Nuts. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's Nuts.com/Nuts.
They're delicious.
So there you go. Yeah, that was my weekend. But I am interested if any of our fans or listeners have any ideas. Shoot us an email, drop us a comment, all the things. I mean, I sound like any other YouTube channel now, but for real, I'm legitimately curious.
I think it actually hit a slick spot.
When these things happen, your body can kind of take over and things start moving in slow motion. You know what I'm talking about? When there's a crisis like this.
Buddy. Yeah.
Okay.
Do I know?
So did you go through that a little bit?
Not a little bit.
Okay.
I was physically shaking once I finally got it stopped.
So the last time I felt like that is when Si was driving.
Uh-oh.
That's the last time he drove me, by the way.
Uh-oh.
We were driving.
It's very disrespectful.
90 miles an hour, passing an 18-wheeler on a double line. And I said, Si, we're going to die. Hey, I ain't sitting behind this truck all day. That's when I was like, Si. And then after that, no more. I said, I'll never do it again. He scared me to death. I said, Si, I'll never ride with you again. He said,
I'm driving from now on.
I'll ride with you, Si.
All right. Well, let's
ride or die.
Ride or die.
What's in that inbox, Johnny D?
I got some.
Are we just roll? Oh, yeah. Hey.
Let's just roll with Hunter and figure out where to cut that.
Just keep on rolling.
Oh, man.
Since you put in a text message that you're doing good at your job. Hunter.
Did you think
we wouldn't see that?
Yeah, Hunter.
Do you think that we wouldn't notice the faux text message from my phone that said you were doing a good job?
I mean, I am.
Does that make you proud?
A little bit.
How do you sleep at night, Hunter?
Peacefully. Hunter,
I thought that was awesome.
On a my pillow?
Yeah.
Hunter's pillow.
Hunter, put something in this episode and we'll see if we catch it. I won't. Anyway.
I won't. I will.
Hey, Brian emails in.
Brian.
Hey, Brian.
He is a fan of the podcast.
A fan?
He heard that Martin is going to be in Longview, Texas.
I will be in
this
July.
This summer.
Yep.
He lives in the Kilgore area, which is where that brisket is.
You going to bring me some brisket, big dog?
But he just doesn't know where you're going to be. He just wants the information about where to meet Martin.
I want to make sure that I say the name of it right, because I can't.
See, y'all think we prepare this podcast, but Martin had no idea I was going to ask that.
No.
Longview, Texas.
It's at an event called God and the Great Outdoors.
You're a good person for that.
It's put on by Rock Hill Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the venue is not the church, though, I don't believe. It's like something big there in Longview. Is there like an event center or something?
Yeah, they got a big one. You've spoke there. Willie spoke there.
Yeah, like an event center in Longview. It's a 3-day event. So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm going to be there Saturday.
That's awesome.
July. It's in July.
It's in July.
I know it's in July.
On a Saturday.
On a Saturday in Longview. Just go to Longview every Saturday in July, and you'll be sure to run into Martin. Okay, so you know how I had to discuss West Monroe's problem? Have you seen the crumble cookie?
July 12th through 14th.
July 12th through 14th. Right. With the line and how every time, like we had the Dairy Queen open and traffic direction. Oh, yeah. So I asked our fans if West Monroe's the weird ones. Turns out we're not as bad as others.
Really?
Small town. This is from Trisha in North Georgia. Okay. She's so ashamed she didn't even say her town's name. And Trisha, you should be.
What if it is small town Georgia?
It's probably Rooster Poot, Georgia. I've been there a time or two.
Do they have a Panda Express?
No.
Not them.
Hey, damn.
So she said, so a small town here in North Georgia, closed school last week for the opening of a Panda Express. This is the appropriate response.
Crickets.
Yeah.
I've ate Panda Express.
What is Panda Express?
It's not worth closing school.
Exactly, Si.
It's not worth leaving
school. What do they have to eat?
Panda.
Panda?
Yeah, fried panda.
Grilled panda.
It's like drive through Asian food. So like
it's pretty good.
It's good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like orange chicken and all the ones you've heard.
It's not
of.
As good as that El Eastern.
No,
China.
The regular mom and pop place that we got.
Yeah, mom, pop, daughter, son, grandkid. Whoever.
Watch them kids grow up working at cash registers.
Whoever all's working in there.
Those are cool kids.
Yep.
Yeah,
because they had a job at six, and they're freaking awesome at it, and they make great egg rolls.
They do,
but. Yeah, I got to call timeout on Georgia.
But, I mean, I'm sure a lot of places would call timeout on us with Dairy Queen. I mean, for real.
We didn't close school.
No, we didn't close school.
We did need police directing.
We stopped traffic.
But we did have police directing traffic for Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
To be fair, them blizzards be banging.
And to be fair, I did get in that line.
Did they do this with your blizzard?
Yeah.
Or you get it for free. They better
you
dump it upside
down.
You better
turn that sucker upside down or I'm leaving.
Yeah. But, man, Panda, closing school for
Yeah,
Panda.
I don't know about the school closing thing. Also, those cookies had some of them. Yeah.
They're a good cookie.
That's a cookie.
I mean, it's a cookie. Yeah, I agree.
You know what else is a cookie? Just a regular old Oreo. Thank you. And last one, Kevin emails in modern times, modern dating. With four question marks, kind of looking to ask a girl out. Didn't do it. Do I need to first ask her dad to date her, or is it acceptable just to ask her out? We're good family friends, so just wondering if that's something that I should do.
I immediately say, no, just ask her.
That's right. Ask the woman.
Save the question for dad for the bigger one.
Later. Yeah, that's right. Bigger later. Questions.
No
Talk
need.
To dad later.
No need for asking. I don't know how old you are. But yeah, you just go do it. And just
be unless there's some weird.
There could be some weird. They're family friends.
Some protective order.
Or like 10 years difference or something. That could be. It could be something weird, I guess. But
yeah, but assuming everything is not weird.
You're looking weird. I'm saying like 30 and 20. Not calm down.
That's not.
I'm using a.
Hey, don't pull
I'm using a J and Anna right
now. Don't pull a Jerry Lee Lewis.
Time out. If you're 30 and she's 20, don't ask her dad. Don't ask her. She's going to say no if y'all been family friends for this long and you've been waiting.
Don't make it weird. It's probably something normal. Yeah, just go
it's
ask
normal.
Her out.
It's normal.
Yeah, ask her. Yeah.
Ask
Save
her.
Dad for the big one. So
anyway, 1 Peter 5:5. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another because God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. Yeah. So I thank
You're
you for doing
me.
This.
Hey,
why are you patting me on the shoulder? I should be patting you.
Started a fight.
I may look older than you. No.
We'll see y'all next time right here on the Duck
Hall.
Room.
The Duck Hall.
Are you kidding? Is it over?